At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Goodness,
the one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Football cards collecting and investing. His name is Andy. My name is Carter. And Andy, I actually want to start off talking about the preseason quarterbacks. We're going to get to the thumbnail image in a moment. Mr. Ricky got shot in the chest but survived and kept the Rolex Pearsall. I want to talk Jackson Dart. Bowman U stuff for Jackson Dart. Not even pro uniform. Not even first year Bowman U. I mean, Jackson Dart, Andy, has been printing cards for years now, and Bowman U stuff autos still going well into the triple digits. I've even seen a few 4-digit 2K to 3K level sales. So shout out to some of our patrons, Derek, who made a few good plays on Jackson Dart a few years ago on this very channel. It's insane what Dart has done in the preseason. Two great performances already.
Yeah, and you know, the Giants have a big fan base. So it's like, hey, although they got Russell Wilson in at, you know, at the veteran quarterback position, Jackson Dart being a rookie here is definitely making some waves. This market is big, man. And there's some decent pro uniform cards out. Let me see if I could pull up my screen here, clear you out of the screen.
Yeah, get me out, bro. We got to talk about Jackson, man.
So looking at the latest solds, you know, one of the great markers showing how much people are buying, like impulsively, just got to have Jackson Dart rookie cards, are the buy it nows. So we look at this $50 Donruss Elite numbered out of 199. Not a bad card because it does show him in Giants colors with the rookie card shield and the New York Giants there at the bottom right.
But I would say, yeah, those are Giants colors, but that's more of an Ole Miss uniform. That's him. And then
it is.
So I don't like that card at all. And you know, I collect Leaf. So like licensed stuff isn't like the single most important thing in the world to me, but man, that's a crazy sale for that card right there.
Yeah, and it's a thin card. It's got an orange background too, which is not – I don't think it's very appealing. But it does have some decent Giants colors. And, of course, it's a licensed rookie card, so that's why it's getting the 50 that it's getting. But, I mean, you see this RPS first look, $10. And let's see if we get a print run on his RPS. What was that? Out of 2,678. Beefier print run than in years past for a guy with his draft capital. So more people trying to get on this card in the summer, and it's selling for $10, so you could see where that could potentially go up, but it's capped. You know, it's going to go up maybe to 20 unless you get it graded, and then maybe you could sell it for 40 to 50. But honestly, people are, you know, a lot of people in that intermediate range are looking for his autograph cards, lower serial number cards, and cards that are licensed of him in the pro uniform, which we just don't have very many at all yet.
I did not like him in the pre-draft process, Andy. I had a second to third round grade on Jackson Dart, and he gets first round capital. Giants make a bold, bold, bold move. And he's looked good. And once again, it's a lot of soft quarters coverage, a lot of screens, dump downs to running backs. But to me, Dart looks like he belongs. So I'm very interested to see the Giants. This is a tough schedule for the New York Giants. Could we see a world where Russell just gets pummeled and they want to see what they have in their first round pick? I also think Dart has moved ahead of Jameis. So it's not a situation where Dart would have to sit behind Jameis. I think they would put, I think Dart's a QB2 here. So I am very in on Dart Mania. I just think it's going to be hard for him, Andy, to not be at least a decent NFL starter, knowing that the Giants have drafted unfreaking believably well recently, and they have a bunch of young talent to surround him with. And I've talked myself into Jackson Dart being a good NFL quarterback, crazy enough.
Well, you know, I think the way to go with his cards right now is to buy them raw and grade them. Because actually, as we were scanning here, you know, I mentioned that the upside for Panini RPS first look with that 2,500-ish print run was about 30 to 40. But here you have an impulse buy on a PSA 10 draft night instant, which
interesting
is definitely inferior to the RPS first look when he's actually in the Giants uniform in an action stance. This card right here, you know. So to buy that for 10 to get it graded, now you're going to have to pay up for grading. You know, you're going to have to expedite that process. But look, $100 for the PSA 10 on a card that has a high grade rate of raw to PSA 10.
Look at that.
That's the kind of buyers you're going to find. That's the kind of variability in his market that you could potentially take advantage of. I think that's kind of the move here with Jackson Dart.
I will also say, Andy, when you look at some of the other rookie quarterback performances, Cam Ward's a real deal, man. Cam can flat out fling the rock, baby. I loved him in the pre-draft process. I mean, I just thought he was just so far and away the best quarterback in this class. Titans get it right. He is so much fun to watch. And I also think from like a football card perspective, people want to buy the QBs that they can relate to, right? Cam Ward, not the biggest guy in the world. Cam Ward, zero-star recruit. Cam Ward said what he said about, hey, if my dad can get up at 5 in the morning and work every day, I think he said as a custodian. It was some real get-your-hands-dirty kind of job. He makes people want to root for him, and the Titans are QB hungry, right? They've not really had a dude at QB, Andy. We got to go all the way back to the pride of Alcorn State, Steve Air McNair, baby. So, man, Cam looks great. He just looks great. I'm sorry. He's going to be elite.
Well, so with the recent news, and thanks for sharing this with me off stream, Carter. I think you shared this with me over the past weekend. The guys from Sports Card Nonsense were talking about how Topps executives, and it was like a whole meeting with a bunch of their lawyers in the room, were talking about how they were not going to release any Cam Ward autographs in Topps products this year, even though he's a Topps or Fanatics exclusive athlete. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and listen to the clip. I've heard all different types of things, so I don't want to be the one that gets this wrong. But
yeah, I know. I don't either, but that's what that's what they said.
There is a lot of speculation about Topps and what football cards actual print. I think that was the meat of that clip. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting how they decide to print this year, because there is a transition, right? Andy, we've been doing the show for years, and it was always around this 2025, 2026 range when the licenses were going to be running out and so on and so on. So to your point, Andy, I was set up at a show this past weekend. If you knew how many times people brought up wild card products, this next Cam Ward you see right here for $207.50, If that were to happen, a lot of these other non-sexy, non-brand cards are going to move up the wayside.
Yeah, I saw a guy at the show this past Saturday that had a box full of wild card as well. They're tempting. They're good looking cards.
Yes.
Look, if they are going to not print any Cam Ward autos in Topps or Fanatics product, then these are absolutely a play here. Is Bowman, Best, University, any type of college rookie auto that's licensed, you know, or even just any of his autos, they're at value. If they're not going to print any pro uniform ones till 2026, potentially, you can flip these. I'm not saying hold them long term, but I'm saying buy them now. He comes out, exceeds expectations. He's by far and away the best quarterback in this rookie class. These go up in value because there's nothing else to flip except for the non-autos. But there's a whole market for the autos. I mean, you couldn't find one of these at the show this past weekend, especially for this price of under $100 for a college auto. You know, it's just not, you're not going to find out a quarterback of his caliber. And it's going to be very, very hard to find. But on eBay, they're going to continue to roll out auctions, and you can snipe these and potentially flip them for a lot more after the season starts. And, you know, he really exceeds expectations week one.
Yeah, and this is what I'm going to do, Andy. I would seriously consider moving some of your Cam Ward cards because I think his first two games are going to be brutal. He's got to play Denver in week one, and that is going to be that's going to be an atrocity. I think Denver's got the best defense in the NFL. You make case for Houston and a few other teams, but they're so loaded. They're so loaded, and they're very, 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 very well coached. And then let me make sure I get this right. In week two, they have the Rams at home, and that's Jared Verse and that defense, which should also be very good. So the schedule gets a little bit easier after that. So, I would seriously we see a few of our comments here. Jonathan says, should I sell my Leaf PSA 10 Cam Ward number to five? Yeah, list it buy now, list it high, and People are wanting Cam cards, Andy.
Yeah, well, they certainly are. You can definitely take advantage. Speaking of the Rams, is Matt Stafford going to be starting the season? I think he just came back to practice.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Okay. I and if it's not him, it's going to be Jimmy G. I know there's a growing belief of the Stetson Bennett hive. And Stetson, no matter what he does in the NFL, he'll always be remembered for what he did in college more than what he'll do in the NFL, winning two national championships, like Cam Ward, a zero-star recruit, basically. So, yeah, we'll see what Stafford can do. And obviously, I don't want to talk too much about Stafford's card market, but his card market might be the weirdest. But we see old Stetson. Look at this, man. Okay. I thought when you adjusted, I thought it was 744 Stetson cards added to PSA. Huh?
Well, let's see. So,
I didn't see the names adjust after. I was like, man, dude, people are sending them in.
Yeah. Well, really, what I wanted to look at was how much Puka Nacua slid down our hype index. I mean, you know, they brought in Devontae Adams. I just don't think that Puka's going to get the opportunity. I know he's going to demand and command those targets, and I'm interested to see how much juice Devontae Adams has left. Certainly, he's going to get some respect from defenders on the other side of the ball. But without Matt Stafford out there, I just don't think Jimmy G is going to be able to feed multiple wide receivers. And I think that's kind of why we've seen Puka Nacua cool off so much. Plus, he had that knee injury last year, but it almost seemed like he came back from that knee injury, Carter. I know you study film. He almost looked better when he came back at the end of last year.
Puka's incredible. Like, I don't think people understand how freaking good he is. Like, you know how much I love Malik Nabers, and I want 1,000% Malik Nabers exposure going into next year. But for me to draft Malik Nabers every time would mean I would have to avoid drafting Puka a bunch. And I'm just not bold enough to do that, because that's how good I think Puka's going to be. Even with Jimmy G at quarterback, I even think Devontae Adams can help Puka in many ways, because I do think the Rams will throw more this year because they feel a lot better with Devontae being in this system. So I'm really high on Puka. Now, can he reach the elite tier, which to me is Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase? I do think so. I really do think Puka's that good.
Well, his cards are certainly trading like he's that good. I mean, they're pretty close and not quite to the Justin Jefferson level yet. But, I mean, with him being 2023 rookie, he's got a healthy supply. And you're looking at, like, a base optic rookie ticket auto, which in his case is a sticker auto, not the typical on-card auto we like to see. And it's still selling today in a buy it now for $125. That's pretty steep. I mean, I'm interested here to see. I imagine that Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs are both in that range as well. But that's going to be close, and I feel like I'm more confident in Bijan's and Jahmyr Gibbs' upside in 2025 than Puka. I know Puka's good, and he's quarterback-proof, essentially, but I feel more confident in these guys' upside in 2025.
Who would you rather have, Puka Nacua or Nico Collins? Or let's open it up to the chat. Type P for Puka, type N for Nico.
Man, dude, so that's going to be really close for me. I mean, card price-wise, I'm going to go with Nico Collins because I can buy his cards for cheaper.
Way cheaper, okay?
Way cheaper.
So Nico is going to be my play of the week. Okay. It would not shock me if he is the highest advance rate wide receiver in the NFL this past year, in this next year, because I really do think the Texans with a weird running back situation could throw the football a lot more. Okay. You look at Puka Nacua's rookie ticket autos, Andy, well over 100 almost every time. Nico Collins, rookie ticket autos. It's kind of a weird thing because some of them are printed with him in number 84, and some of them are actually printed with him in his number 12. Nico Collins, rookie ticket autos. All right, so that's obviously a white box 101, but if you keep scrolling down, all right, you will see some lower ones, and those are silvers right there. But like his base, $44.
45 from base contenders. Yeah, that's a really solid price, 45. Here we go. Base optic, number 12, white jersey. Let's click into this and see original listing to see if this this is the variation of saying. So it's a standard, but still, it is a rare card. I'm pretty sure that's an on-card auto, too. And 45 is like a 50% discount on what we've seen the peak Nico Collins market get to. And so, yeah, you're getting a nice discount right now on Nico Collins. I mean, the guy's got tremendous upside.
Yeah, I think Puka is better than Nico, but it's not by much at all. I love Nico as a football play. When this morning I was looking at Andy, I'm such a nerd about this stuff. Just look at rookie ticket. I'll just type rookie ticket auto prices. I know it's different because Nico is 2021 and Puka is 2023. But, you know, they're still young. Like, and Puka is still only 24. Nico is 26. Okay, so what? Nico Collins, I think we can come to a consensus here. He has, especially with health and wellness and Nico taking his craft very seriously, three more years of elite prime attached to an elite pocket QB. And we don't know what the quarterback situation for the Rams is going to look like. I love Nico Collins and buying some of those rookie ticket autos at $40 out the door when, you know, the Puka ones or 55 out the door, you factor all that in. And you do a comparison to Ja'Marr Chase. Look, it's just three times the amount.
Yeah, and that was an auction on July 23rd. Honestly, this card I think was a snipe. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase's ceiling is so crazy. I think this at 176. I mean, obviously, I have to kind of study the picture a little bit better. Might be some dimples or some surface issues with that. But, I mean, July 23rd, a raw for 176 is a good deal on a Ja'Marr Chase rookie ticket auto in today's day and age.
Yeah, dude. It just depresses me.
I could not find a Bucky Irving rookie auto with pro uniform and stuff for like less than 150 to 200 at the card shows past weekend. Of course, I was in Tampa, St. Pete, but I thought that was high. I was like, I wanted to buy some, but it was high, you know?
I don't think now is the time to buy Bucky, man. There's just so much hype right now. Let's get to a few comments here. Football Card Finder, I love that name. He says, how come you guys are always live midday? Well, life. That's it. But we have to move our live schedules around. But here's the thing. We're looking for partners for the Football Card Quest moving forward. So, you know, we love going live. This is my favorite thing I do all week. It's a good step away from, you know, what I do, and definitely a good step away from Andy's life. We go to a super chat here, Andy. It is from James Faulkner. He wants to talk about Zay Flowers, Andy.
Yeah, Zay Flowers is interesting. I think we touched on him last week, you know, how he definitely is going to have to share some targets in a limited target role, but he's so explosive that there's a lot of opportunity there.
Without looking, Andy, what do you think the last Zay Flowers? Oh, dude, this was a snipe of all snipes. The last Zay Flowers rookie ticket, optic rookie ticket auto went for. Give it your best guess.
$50.
$19.25. That was the dude. Yes. Snipe of the year. Like the last few. Look, I'll share my screen. Why not?
Yeah. But
look at this. Whoever did this, I hope you're watching the show because I want to give you a big old hug. Look at that.
Wow. $19.25.
I mean,
holy crap, man.
That seller went through a Great Depression.
Click on that listing, man. Let's see what day they ended that. That's an absolute snipe. 2 days ago, so it was Monday. They did it through Quick Consign.
Yeah.
So they probably rolled it out as part of a mass auction, you know, because I know these guys talking to DC Sports 87 at the National 2 years ago. He said, yeah, when we get in Monday, we go ham on 7-day listings. That's why there's so many more listings ending Monday night for them. And Quick Consign likely does a very similar thing. And during the season, this is great. Monday night is a great time to end auctions. But off season, I definitely think you're better off on a Saturday or Sunday night.
Yeah, that was a snipe. That was an absolute snipe. I am a little disappointed though that you didn't like my Great Depression joke right there. I'm very disappointed in you. You didn't.
It went right over my head, man.
Well, didn't the Great Depression start in the 1920s?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay,
yeah.
And the price was $19.25. So the seller. Okay, about time. I mean, goodness gracious. I feel like I'm talking to an audience that doesn't like my comedy. I mean, my goodness gracious.
It's a 100-year-old joke, man.
Yeah, dude. Well, there you go. Yeah, it is exactly a hundo. Let's go to DW3. He says he saw an Xavier Worthy Gold Uptown go for $23.50 on eBay this morning.
A gold Uptown
for $23.50.
That. Good DW, Lord.
That is.
Look that up.
And then Jane, to follow up on James's super chat, he says. He is a Zay Flowers super collector, fun player. There you go, James.
That's good stuff, man.
Was he talking about $2,350? Like, I'm not seeing it, brother. I see an auction today that ended for $2,375 on a PSA 10.
Mm.
Look.
Oh, there it is right there. There it is right there.
2024 Xavier Worthy Uptown. This bad boy?
Yeah. Nasty, dude. That's max value for that card. It would not shock me if that card never went higher than that, unless he magically turns into prime Antonio Brown this year.
Yeah, that's huge. I get it's a PSA 10. It's gold, man. So that's like the common denominators there. Uptown's a new case hit insert. Not crazy about it, but there are some people out there chasing it. Let's look at how that stacks up with just his highest overall. So that was his highest sale in the past 90 days.
I mean, by a margin.
By a margin. I mean, you've got a Donruss Uptown BGS 10, almost black label, but almost, you know, doesn't count in this case. It's not a black label. 625. I mean, let me get rid of the Uptown and okay. Just see generally. That's what I meant to do.
Okay. I was about to say, all right.
Triple patch, one of one, National Treasures for 7,000. That was yesterday. Holy cow.
Dude.
I mean, they're listing him as the wide receiver one for the Chiefs. I just don't know how much volume he's going to get. It'd be interesting to see how much they feed him and scheme him in. I mean, it could be exciting, but this high, I don't think he's going to out surpass Ja'Marr Chase. And these are like Ja'Marr Chase prices right here.
Dude, the Chiefs tax exists. It always will exist. If number 15 is that quarterback, dude, you want to know what just hit me? I would seriously doubt this had anything to do with it, but his Google search went up. Like, he was one of the highest Google searched items because Taylor Swift broke down Xavier Worthy in that podcast episode last week. Did you see that? Yeah,
I saw a clip of her with Kelce, and I started to watch it, and I swiped off of it. I'm sorry, I didn't even watch the rest of it.
Right, and I'm a Tay Tay fan, and when she said Xavier Worthy's name, maybe there were some rich dads who want to get their daughters into football, and they're like, okay, let's go get some Xavier Worthy cards. Maybe that's it. But DW makes a good point. That's what I'm saying. Like, Xavier Worthy prices are a lot because I am a guy that looks at Ja'Marr Chase cards all the time. Dude, you could load up on some nasty chases for cheaper than Xavier Worthy's.
Yeah, dude, you tell me you can give me a prism gold vinyl out of 5 PSA 10 for less than that than that Xavier Worthy.
One of one.
Nuts. The one of one patch. I'd rather have this gold vinyl Ja'Marr Chase all day.
Yeah, because, you know, when it's all said and done, Ja'Marr Chase will be in the Randy Moss territory, for me, at least. And I understand that comes off as just, oh, there's my baby. There's my baby. That's my dream card right there.
The grail card.
That's mine right there, boy. Look at that.
$1,500 for PSA 10. I wonder what that's selling for.
That's not bad. Cool. That's not bad for that.
Prism.
For those that have never, yeah.
Select field level zebra. Does the concourse or the club level these other variations do
anything? No, it doesn't do it. So go back to the top. Okay. Or just click that one. Oh, look, that one. Yeah. That's a nine. That's a nine. But
that's
it's
a nine. Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. That is, you have to admit. That is one of the most aesthetically pleasing cards ever.
Yeah.
It's just a perfect modern card.
So nasty. And he's catching the ball. Like, they got the picture perfectly right. They even got you in the background, man. Look at that. You on the field right there.
Yeah, dude. I would do anything to be that guy. I would trade everything to be a part of such a iconic card. Such as this one. This is by far my favorite Ja'Marr Chase card. I prefer this over any Ja'Marr Chase LSU uniform card, which is rare for me, but that's how much I want this card in a PSA 10.
You could pinpoint the game in which this picture was taken too.
Yeah. God, dude, it's so sick. It's so freaking sick. I'm sorry for our online viewers. Let's go to our next super chat. FM171 wants to talk about old Tank Bigsby.
He's been a play. I've written him up before. I like his opportunity. I see guys trying to sell Travis Etienne all over the place. Hobby, Dynasty. People are willing to make deals and like sell Travis Etienne at a little bit of a loss. You know, Tank Bigsby is nipping at his heels, Carter. How do you feel about him? And the Jaguars overall. I mean,
that is a weird running back room. It's definitely the weirdest and arguably the most important running back room in fantasy this year, because you had Bashaul Tootin, a draft pick out of Virginia Tech. Andy, one of my calls of the year was Bashaul Tootin before the combine, and well, stuff went up. All right, sometimes I get plays of the week correct, but he goes to the Jaguars. You still have Etienne there with the first round draft capital, and obviously the chemistry with Trevor going back to their college days. But Tank Bigsby is the best running back of the three. He's the cheapest in the fantasy drafts, and at the same time, he was the most productive of these running backs. Liam Cohen loves explosiveness at running back. Tank Bigsby is the most explosive to me of these three backs. Now, Tootin's the fastest, but I'm in on some Tank Bigsby hype, especially if they decide to move Etienne. You have some other backs that are deeper cut in this Jacksonville Jaguar room. Jaquindon Jackson's a deep cut, and then they also took LaQuint Allen out of Syracuse. So I could see a world where they move either Etienne or Tank, and I would think that would be Etienne. So, yeah, I could see Tank having a big year. I really can.
Yeah, and that I saw that. I see a couple guys commenting on that $10,000 sale for that it was like a one-of-one or let me see. It was something crazy, but it wasn't definitely not legit. It was this Spectral 101. That's definitely not legit. Especially when you have a one-of-one optic gold vinyl auto. Even if PSA 8, this auction is more realistic, which still shows you his cards have gone up, because I'm actually seeing, look at this, you know, a couple buy it nows in here where people are spending several hundred. I mean, he's not back up prices anymore, but if you look at his mid-tier market, like his base rookie ticket autos, those are still going for $12.99. A lot of upside in that mid-tier market. Even out of 175 red optic rookie ticket auto for $17 leaves a lot of upside. That is a $50 to $60 card, or potentially closer to $100 depending on what Tank can do. But he's got to take over a big role, and he's got to get, you know, rip off some of those home runs and some of those monster games. And the Jags need to be doing good here out of the gate.
Yeah, I'm a little out on the Jaguars this year, just in general, just because it might just be my anti-Trevor stance. But we'll see what Liam Cohen can do. A shout out a few of our diehards. Hector's in here. Tim O. And yeah, Tim O actually sent me photos of him doing his job this past weekend. And his job is difficult. Like, his job is way more difficult than either of ours. So we have
What's
people.
His job?
Well, he's an 18-wheeler driver.
Oh, that's right. I was just thinking that as I said that. Yeah,
There's no profession I love more than that. There are few jobs in the world I respect more than 18-wheelers who keep our country moving. So shout out to you, Tim.
Well, yeah, and so to piggyback off of Tim's comment here, certain select cards just hit hard. You know, we haven't talked much about Jaden Daniels lately, just because we talked about him so much in the past. But, you know, their select was recently released, and there are some cards out of select that just hit really hard for Jaden Daniels. And I think it's because they got him in this black and gold Washington Commanders uniform. And that looks really nice, Carter. And this, for me, is my favorite uniform variation here for the Commanders for Jaden. What do you think?
Yeah, it's my favorite too. because it really separates from, you know, their old brand. And I am glad that they are bringing the old uniforms back because those are just so iconic, the HTTR days. But yeah, I freaking love the black uniforms for the Commanders. God, look at that, dude. Look at that tiger and gold. Wow, bro.
That's nasty. I mean, that is nasty, dude. Whether you do the orange Pulsar out of 7, that's sick. The tiger for 8,000. The Concourse True Gold out of 10 that sold for 12,400. Buy it now. I mean, we know, and actually my hobby tip is going to be around Jaden because his market is really doing something interesting for his base cards. And I saw a lot of this at the show, and I think it's a little bit of a trap. I don't know. I mean, it could always work, but I do want to talk about Jaden's market for hobby tip this week.
Let's go. Let's get into it.
Well, so check this out, right? On slabhawk.com, over on our hype index rankings, where we track the players, we track how many cards are submitted to PSA on a weekly basis. It's basically, actually, it's more specifically, it's how many cards are added to the PSA database for each specific player. So it's pulling, scrubbing on a daily basis their library of cards, their database, their population reports, which you can access publicly right on their website, right? So we pull this in, and this is a 7-day total number. Jaden Daniels has had 10,462 cards added to the PSA database in the past 7 days. That's twice as much as the next closest player, like Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, JJ. I mean, let's even look at guys that are established, but not as like Joe Burrow, for example, right? 763. Added in the past, and I get it, he's got 4,800 cards compared to Jaden's 6,060, but this is just such a huge gap over Caleb, over everybody, that there's a lot of base cards being graded. My whole point of saying this is that there is a ton of base cards being graded that I think a lot of people are going and saying, wow, it's a PSA 10 for $30, but it's from classics, or it's from, like, this is a prime example right here. Rookies and Stars base card sold 3 days ago for $50. This is like a $1 to $5 card, probably going to sell for always raw for like between $1 and $5. And it's not ever going to move unless Jaden gets to Patrick Mahomes level, right? It's just not going to happen because there's so many different cards out for him. Just like Joe Burrow, these cards for Joe Burrow are still going to sell for like $5. Go look at his base mosaic. You know, these kind of cards are just never going to get above a certain level unless he really takes it to a Hall of Fame level, which is, it could happen, but he's nowhere close to that yet. He's just entering his second year of his career, and these prices are inflated. And unfortunately, I just don't think there's upside in buying these PSA 10s for Jaden right now, with how many are being added on a weekly basis.
Well, it's funny you mentioned this with Tim. Like, he and I made some money doing the base PSA 10 thing for Jaden. But here's the thing. If you do that, you really need to move those cards. Like, just, unless you just want to keep it, just not worth it, right? Because that's the only upside – really, with those cards, is if it actually does gem, right? You say it's a $2 card, $2 card turned into 50. Well, that grading fee and process, if you get a 10, I would want to move it immediately because that's the only reason I did it for that card. Unless that is just my absolute favorite Jaden Daniels card design, and I don't think anybody would say that with Rookie and Stars. So, so there you go.
And you can look at this Slab Hawk, we could pull up Jaden and track a bunch. I mean, you could say the same thing about the base absolute. I mean, this is another one. This is the one the rookies from Donruss. It doesn't have a rookie card logo, doesn't have rated rookie, but it's the rookies, and it's got some bling to it. I mean, once again, this is the same card. If we look at the trend over 6 months, it's actually gone down. It's lost value because there's so many PSA cards being added to the database every week.
Yeah. I'm the biggest Jaden Daniels fan, like, in this whole stratosphere of people watching this right now. Tim could argue because he's got a connection to Jaden, but Andy, I'm staying away from buying most Jaden stuff right now because, you know, he's like you just said, I mean, the numbers bear it out. He's the hottest name in the NFL right now. Well,
yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, it's kind of like putting lipstick on a pig. When you take one of these cards from a set like Rookies and Stars or Absolute or Classic, you get it graded, make it a PSA 10, but it's still an Absolute. It's still a Classics. I mean, if you can make money from buying it wrong, grading it for 10 bucks as part of a bulk submission and getting that 10 and then flipping it for 50, that's a nice profit. But if you're buying the PSA 10 thinking you got something there, and you're getting it for $40 expecting that to double in value, that's not the play. I don't think you're going to get that to double in value is what I'm saying. All right. You're buying a pig in lipstick.
All right. I got the next, I got my hobby tip of the week here. So this is interesting, Andy. I've looked, I don't know if Jacory Kroski Merritt has any cards.
I'm hearing a lot of people talk about this cat.
Dude, he is – there's never been a fantasy running back steamed the way he is being steamed right now with this Brian Robinson trade rumor stuff and Austin Eckler being in the mix. I think it's tough to have any Jacory Kroski Merritt cards because he played small college football. Then he transfers to Arizona – and after one game, they deem him ineligible. So I just don't know what seventh round draft capital, if there would be a manufacturer that would say, hey, we need some Bill cards. And he likes to go by Bill, which is crazy. we need some Jacory Kroski Merritt.
Nothing, brother. So I'm on trading card database.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, nothing. So you're stuck drafting him in fantasy, and then, you know, if he does well, they'll come back, they'll print him in select, they'll print him in contenders, he'll have a rookie ticket auto, they'll add him, he'll get an instant, you know, especially playing with Jaden, he'll definitely get an instant if he does something good. So watch out for that, because that's going to be worth a pretty penny. So, and Panini does release instants now for a lot of stuff during the season. As soon as this cat does something in regular season game, big, look, subscribe to that PaniniAmerica.net, email newsletter and get in our Discord server, and we will notify you, and they'll notify you. So you want to get some of those as soon as they drop, for sure.
And the worst outcome for him and for everyone out there was that he had a deep touchdown run versus the Bengals. Andy, most running backs in the league would have been able to run through that hole to score that touchdown. So that was the best and worst thing for his hype, because for him personally, everyone's going to think he's the next Barry Sanders because they saw him run a deep touchdown. And it's the worst thing for him because the expectations are through the freaking roof. For Bill,
I bet you somebody could make one of those custom cards for Bill.
Yeah, come on. Sell it.
You know, there's a market right now for his ACO cards. There's nothing. There's like, I type his name in on eBay, there's no matches. So somebody's got to do something.
I never thought when I started this show today that the most intense debate in our chat would be Nick Chubb. What's up, Oliver?
Oh, look, got my little man on the set today.
Let's go.
You trying for football season, buddy? Yeah.
Wait, who's his team?
Who's your team?
I don't know.
he likes to root against the Bucks.
Good. Like,
I think it's the competitive nature against his dad. So whoever they're playing, he'll root. So like he was rooting for the Commanders back when we played him in the playoffs.
Good. You know?
He's rooting for the Eagles. He's always rooting against me.
Oliver, give me a good hoot at.
Give him a hoot at.
Know what that is.
That is so good. I love it. But yeah, to finish up here, let's take a few comments. I've already given my play of the week, Andy. Mine was old Nico Collins. What's your play of the week, big dog?
Yeah, so I was actually like at the beginning of the stream, I was thinking that Ricky Pearsall, I think he's still a buy. Like I know he's been steamed up a lot in drafts. His ADP has gone up a lot, and there have been some interesting transactions. His prices have definitely gone up, but I think he could still exceed the current expectations just from a volume standpoint. I mean, you look at this offense, no more Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk out indefinitely with a knee injury, and who knows what he's going to be like when he does come back. And so there's a tremendous potential here for Ricky Pearsall to just rack up insane volume this year, especially out of the gate. And San Francisco's got a huge market, and he's entering his second year, right? He came back from the gunshot wound, didn't really do anything. This is his true rookie season, and you can get pro uniform cards. I'm looking at a rookie ticket auto here for $30. This is an auction that just ended yesterday evening that somebody capitalized on. This is a great deal because I could easily see this card skyrocketing to $100 as the season starts. I don't know exactly who the 49ers play at the beginning of the season, but I know they're going to be involved in a lot of shootouts. And this, you know, Kyle Shanahan keeps this offense moving. He's going to keep it moving. And Brock Purdy, I think, is playing really good. He's going to be playing really good this year as well. Now he's solidified as their franchise quarterback. Ricky Pearsall, I think his wheel's up for him, and I think he's still considerably undervalued big time.
At Seattle, at New Orleans. So there you go. So good secondary, and then not so good secondary in the first couple of weeks. So we shall see what happens. Andy, David wants to know, who is your favorite player?
My favorite player is Mike Evans.
Yeah, that's right.
My favorite player of all is Mike Evans. I'm interested to see how much Baker's prices. Mike Evans' cards have gone up a lot. Like, there's no comparison now between him and Davante Adams. Mike Evans is considerably more expensive across the board. But if you look at Baker, his prices have gone up now that, you know, we spent that first-round pick on Amika. Got Chris Godwin getting healthy. Mike Evans still out there. There is a lot to like about this Tampa Bay offense this year. They're going to be explosive. Bucky obviously emerged as a RB1 last year. And so Baker, as you can see, his prices are up over 6 months, and his prices are continuing to go up. I think he's going to continue to go up, and he's going to be a good flip heading into the season, especially 2018 product, man. I mean, it's a lot to like, but yeah, Mike Evans is definitely my favorite.
Yeah. And mine's, it's just any LSU player in the NFL that does well. So there's too many. I can't choose, but non LSU player in the NFL that I love, what it would be, a Saint. So let's go with Rashid Shaheed. How about that? I love me some Rashid Shaheed. But yeah, I did not think there would be such an intense Nick Chubb debate in our chat today. But
I love the landing spot for Nick Chubb. I mean, this is a nice little spot to flip him. But once again, he got 2018 product. I mean, a lot of people are holding Nick Chubb because they bought him at a high. You know, when the initial boom in 2020 took place, Nick Chubb was the man next to Derrick Henry and Chris McCaffrey and stuff. So Nick Chubb prices have kind of stayed at that level with people not wanting to, you know, lose money on his cards. So for that high tier of Nick Chubb, especially being 2018, scarcity around those rookie autos, expect to there to be a premium on them. I think this is a nice opportunity to sell Nick Chubb, holding, maybe buy and flip throughout the season if you think that, you know, the Texans have a shot here at the playoffs, which they do, you know.
Get to see Terry and Noy, a bunch of legend, I say PHL, Football Card Quest legends in here. Ryan says, number to five, you dirty animals, is his favorite quote. yeah, I love that quote. Space Yank 99, Richard, we appreciate all of you guys in here. But we did tease this last week, Andy. Before we do skedaddle, we got to go through and give our predictions, right? Is it
prediction? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do got to give predictions.
Division, we'll go through these pretty quickly. NFC South Division, I think we're both going Tampa here.
Let's go. You're going Tampa?
I'm going Tampa, I believe.
Bro. Oh, buddy. Are you trying to like reverse jinx me or something?
No, it's good. It's going to be the Bucs.
This is an honest, unbiased take here.
NFC East. All right. Spit out who you think it's going to be in 3, 2, 1. Commanders.
Eagles.
Commanders.
That's going to be close.
Small hangover. NFC North. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Vikings.
Green Bay.
All right, you going Packers? I don't know. I've kind of talked myself into Vikings winning this division, but I'll roll with you with Green Bay. NFC West, 3, 2, 1. 49ers. Cardinals.
I'm going Cardinals this year.
The Cards?
I think they're a sneaky team. Sneaky team to really contend. If Kyler's if he's finally like matured, taking that next step, which I think he has. I don't know, but we'll see. I think it's as good of opportunity as any for the Cardinals this year.
I would actually agree with that. I do think that this is a pretty nice window for them. Let's go to the AFC.
Ooh.
AFC South, 3, 2, 1, Titans will shock.
You said Titans?
Yes.
Wow.
Let's go. Even though I'm really concerned about that defense, love the O-line, love the running back room. Let's go Titans. Let's get bold here.
I think it's going to be Texans. I think that defense is going to be real nasty this year, and the offense is if they stay healthy, Texans take that division.
AFC West, 3, 2, 1, Broncos.
What? I'm just like, how can it not be the Chiefs? You're going Broncos. That's the pick. I'm just going to go with the Chiefs. I mean, it's kind of.
AFC.
I like your bold play, though.
AFC North, 3, 2, 1, Ravens.
Whoa! I was gonna say the Bengals, but
no, don't do that. Mm-mm. No. And then we. What's your official prediction there?
Bengals.
Okay.
Bengals.
All right, and then let's go AFC East. 3, 2, 1. Bills. Yeah, it's got to be Bills.
Got to be the Bills.
Gotta be the Bills.
Josh Allen's got big shoulders, man. He puts that team on his back.
Nah, dude, he's
he's
so insane.
Defense is solid. Defense is solid, but that man can do it all.
The Bills. So there you go. We'll do Super Bowl predictions next week here. But yeah, I mean, you can't just go with chalk, even though I feel the NFL has become more predictable. I was on a sports betting show earlier this week, and I do think it's become a lot more predictable in picking division winners and so on and so on. It might just be that, you know, I was all in on Jaden before the season began, and I was super high on him. But, you know, we'll actually see what happens there. Okay. Andy, is there anything else you wanted to get to before we skedat that?
Well, I do want to say, like, blowoutcards.com, if you guys are interested in ripping product, trying to chase hits that way, which I don't blame you. I personally, I chase my hits in Pokemon by ripping exclusively. I don't do it with football cards, but I have decided with my kids, like, that's what we do. You know, I'm not buying singles in Pokemon. I get all my cards through ripping packs. But if you do want to rip football cards, and I can't ever find this product when I go to Target and Walmart. Never find it. Donruss Elite is the hot product right now with all the pen pals and all those cards we were talking about earlier. That for the rookies to flip, I mean, it's a very flippable product. You can get it on here for $32.95. It's a brand new listing. That's retail prices. That's very fair. It's very reasonable. It's a good product. I mean, it's a good product to flip. I wouldn't say hold long term, but to flip, heck yeah, man. And as you can see, they've discounted the optic blasters to chase Jaden, etc. All the five quarterbacks and more from last year for 90. And that's why that box is at 90. That blaster from last year is at 90 is because of all the quarterbacks in it, not to mention all the cool skill position players.
That's a ridiculous price for a blaster, is it not? 90 for a blaster?
It is, but okay, compare it. The only thing that I can compare it to is 2020 optic. So what's 2020 optic blaster trading at? And if it's lower, then that tells you something. But if it, let's see. So I was looking at the solds here. 2020 optic, a flat of 5. So look, they're over 100. They're over 100, bro. There's a blaster 4-box lot, July 30th. I'm not finding singles. People are selling them in higher dollar. Yeah, but I mean, look, 5. So they're consistently selling for over 100.
For a blaster, that is interesting. I still got a bunch of 2020 Prism blasters over here. One day, when I get rich, I'm gonna open all of it. I don't want to sell it. I just want to open all of it. But Jonathan says, if I buy sealed, I only ever get hobbies. Yeah, hobbies is a funner rip, but to hold, sure. And I don't want to get into the whole X-ray debate and all that stuff. But yeah, I get that, man.
Especially with contenders. Like contenders, that's the way to go because you can – Chase actually hit a rookie ticket auto and stuff, you know, like that's definitely the way to go. That's how you're going to get your rookie ticket autos. And those are on sale right now, $225. I mean, still temper your expectations. I think the hit rates are kind of low. I would love to see somebody put together pull rates on football cards like they do for Pokemon. You know, they've released. There's guys that have run the math, and they tell you the pretty much exact pull rates for the rare Pokemon cards that you're trying to hit. And they have, like, Excel spreadsheets on it. The numbers are published. They've written articles on it. But you can't find that for football cards.
I'm going to give you a I'm not going to do this. I will do this for the patrons. All right, Andy, you know – when it comes to sports betting, I don't have the money to like really sports bet the way I would like to sports bet. But here's what I'll do for all our card patrons. After this show is over, I'm going to give you one of my favorite preseason prop bets I've ever placed. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe this line when I saw it. And it's actually, you know, we didn't talk like the big rookies, this year, because we're getting a few Travis Hunter. We didn't mention Shador Sanders today, but it's another big name rookie that when I saw this line, I was like, wait, what are we doing here? What are we doing? So for our patrons, I'll post it in there because we don't do much like sports betting advice or whatever, but this is one of my favorite plays I've ever seen in my life. So that'll be in the football card Discord. So that's why you should sign up. Patreon.com/footballcards. It's in the description. Shout out to our super chatters today. FM171 I think we had two, Andy. Yeah, James. James also super chatted today. So thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you guys join, get in the Discord. We've got a couple spots open in our Quest Dynasty Fantasy Football Leagues. There's a couple people I haven't been able to get a hold of. So if you're out there, dude, definitely get on your sleeper app and check your notifications.
Oh, wait, the league that we're co-owners of a team, or is this a different one?
I shut that league down and
moved on. Okay, well, I'm in. Give me one of your slots. Give me one of your – is it like a dynasty startup?
You'd have to buy one of the teams. Actually, one of the guys I can't get a hold of, I think, came over from Power Hour LSU. His name is Boot Ballers. His name was Blake. His name was Blake. Oh. I've been able to get a hold of him. So the draft is this start. It's a slow draft, but it's starting this weekend, and we've got 9 out of 12 people paid, ready to go. It's only a $25 buy-in.
I have to buy one of these teams.
You got to buy one of the teams. I think Blake's. I'll send you his roster. You can check out his roster before you buy the team. But I think he's got a good draft position.
What's the buy-in? Tell me.
$25.
Okay.
Okay. I would even cover, like, because I'm really looking to get active owners. I would even cover your first year to get you into the league, to be active, to engage. I would cover your buy-in of $25 for the first year because you are taking over an existing team that has been built by somebody else. But he is an LSU guy.
I'm in. Okay. I'll take it. Yeah, I'm in. All right, y'all. If you want that sports betting play, it'll be in the Discord. It is the Football Card Quest. We'll talk to you next week, y'all. Peace out.
All right, y'all. Peace.